I'm Maureen Hancock, and you're listening to the Medium Next Door podcast. In this podcast, we will explore all things soul and spirit related, becoming a medium, flexing your intuitive muscle, working on cold cases and missing people, and finding joy through grief. My guests will include best-selling authors from all around the world. Remember, you are an intuitive being. Let me help you unlock your potential. I'm Maureen Hancock, the medium next door. Let me tell you a little bit about my background. I am a spirit medium, holistic healer. I help the police and FBI on cold cases. I'm a medical intuitive, and I work with the death and dying. In the upcoming episodes, I will touch on everything from past lives, star seeds, finding your purpose, understanding the empath, and also near-death experiences. I myself have had two near-death experiences. Let me tell you a little bit about that. As a child, I had lead paint poisoning. I ate enough lead to kill 5 male adults. I spent 3 years in Children's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. And when I finally came home from the hospital at 5 years old, which was a miracle in itself, I used to see spirits walking all around the house. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus picture in every good Catholic home, being an Irish Catholic, would speak to me. And my little Irish mother would say, "Is the man speaking to you today?" And he told me amazing things to come, such as my grandmother was going to have a heart attack on that Wednesday, and my mother was prepared and saved her mother's life, and other things that came true. And then all of these spirits were walking around my bedroom. When you were a child, have you ever experienced that feeling spirit, knowing somebody was in the room? Because a lot of children are very open to seeing, feeling, and hearing spirits and angels. So people tried to get me to shut it off. They didn't believe me. I'm a little child here, afraid, because every night my room would be filled with these spirits that looked like pilgrims. They were in old clothing, and they would just stand around my bed staring at me. And I had a lot of dogs around my bed as well, which was very strange. But that's neither here nor there. So then when I was 25 years old, all of these abilities came back because I shut it off because it was too much going through my teen years, anxiety and panic attacks. What that was intuition opening up. So if you recognize that as a teenager or young adult that you started to feel or you currently feel like you're opening up to your abilities to see, feel, hear, and sense spirit and intuition, that is opening the door to the other side, raising your vibration. At 25 years old, I was in a car accident. I fell asleep at the wheel. It was a stormy March night. I had just got a new vehicle. I took my seatbelt off 5 minutes from my home, always the way, right? And my eyes got tired. I was working in a law firm in Boston. And it was a split second. I hit a tree. I remember hearing my grandmother's voice. She had just passed away. She lived with us, Maggie Mack. And I heard her, "Oh, Maureen," as I hit the tree. I bent the steering wheel in half with my face, and I felt her essence, her spirit, go right through my body. The woman who called 911, who came running out of the home where I hit her tree, she said somebody woke her up out of a sound sleep. And she heard the words, "Go downstairs to the kitchen and wait." And then I hit her tree. She came out. I was standing outside of a completely crushed vehicle. If you saw the pictures, it was unbelievable. If you looked at that picture, you would say that person did not survive. I have chills right now even telling you this story. The fire rescue team came. They brought the jaws of life. They were trying to get the victim out of the vehicle. I was standing with my head in a towel away from them. The woman who was trying to help me was so hysterical. They put her on the stretcher. They thought she was the victim, and they started to take her away. And then I let go of the towel, and they were like, oh, and they grabbed me. I was shipped off to a local hospital where I had all kinds of CAT scans and MRIs, and then rushed to Boston because they said every bone in my face was broken, and I had a cerebral hemorrhage. At Mass General and Mass Eye and Ear in Boston, Massachusetts, they did a second CAT scan and MRI. And they told me everything on my face was healed. The two CAT scans were completely different. And I know this was a divine intervention by my grandmother. And after that, I started to notice that I was constantly hearing voices. I thought I was losing my mind. I mean, I was an intuitive child, but nothing prepared me for what was about to happen with my life, my purpose. I was working at Logan Airport in Boston. I was litigation manager. I had a big job. My office overlooked the tarmacs. And then 9/11 happened, and everything opened up for me. I felt the energy and the spirit from 9/11. I started a widows group for 9/11 victims. And I couldn't go back to my office. Every time I walked down to my office, I could just feel the spirits, and it was too overwhelming. I started to have the panic attacks again, the anxiety, even feeling the heaviness of the victims of 9/11. So I quit my job, and I started a holistic healing center. My background was also in Reiki healing, Chinese medicine, shiatsu massage, tuina, intuitive nutrition, and helping people learn the tools that they need to heal themselves. I started working in a local hospice. My mother was on the board of directors. And I started to get calls and emails and people asking me to lay my hands on them, to help them heal. But I always say, I'm not the healer. I am going to help you heal yourself or come to terms with the end of life or whatever it may be. So in these coming episodes, I hope to give you the tools you need to not only open up your intuition, recognize the signs and spirit, but be able to have dreams, to bring forth your loved ones in spirit, and understand that the voices in your head are not always your voice talking to you. This is the voice of spirit nudging you, helping you to live the best life that you can, finding your purpose, sliding into home plate when it's your time to go home, because we will all be together again one day. That is inevitable. And whether you call it heaven, beyond, the other side, one layer above here, if you have a science mind, you may think in terms of quantum physics. Energy cannot die or be destroyed. Energy continues after the physical body is gone. And you're going to start to notice that you're opening up to your full potential, your purpose. Why am I here? How many times have you asked yourself that? Why am I here? Is there more to be done? Why do I feel alone, lost, afraid, anxious? I'm going to help you step out of the darkness and come into the light. So back to my story, I also wanted to talk to you about, as a child, when everybody else is reading, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I'm reading Shirley MacLaine books. I'm reading about past lives and coming out of your body and being able to understand the angels around you And what does it mean to be religious, yet not in a brick building, and to be able to open up to the signs of the angels, your spirit guides? I started to recognize I had a whole team working for me, and you do too. We are all assigned a spirit guide at birth, guardian angels, and we have our loved ones in spirit who are helping us to find our way. Now, they can't fix everything, but they sure can help you to find your way. You come to the end of a street, you don't know if you should go left or right, but your gut tells you to go left, but your brain makes you go right 2 miles down the road. Now, this is before GPSs. You realize, I'm going the wrong way. So you turn around and you come back. Same with life. You might be going the wrong way, but you're going to pick up lessons along the way, which will make you stronger, which will help you to understand, why did I have to go through that? Step out of the experience and take a look at your life and say, what can I learn from every experience that I feel that I'm being knocked down? I feel like this keeps happening to me. So when you change your language and you change the energy around you, you can change your course of life. It's not always going to be perfect, and you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to get back up and do it again and be stronger and understand that you are not alone. You have guidance. Join the Maureen Hancock University online for all things soul and spirit related. You'll receive a year's worth of pre-recorded short teaching videos for energy work, intuition, nutrition, chakras, auras, learning to connect to spirit, and working on cold cases. Once a month, I go live for an hour and a half of teaching and giving messages. Be your own medium. Check it out on www.maureenhancock.com. Let me talk about spirit communication. Have you ever noticed that you're minding your own business and all of a sudden maybe you're doing the dishes and you feel a chill come over you? That's called the quickening. That's when the spirit body has entered your aura. The aura is the electromagnetic field around your body. You're very sensitive to noises, to feelings, to warmth, cold, you name it. But when you get chills and you get goosebumps, spirit has come into your field. It's almost like a hug from heaven without having a dream. So recognize that is the quickening. And I'm going to talk about the clairs. So clairaudience is when you hear spirit and it's in your mind's voice. So folks say to me, how can I recognize what is just my voice and my thoughts? And what is that of spirit? Well, it comes in and it nudges you. When spirit's trying to communicate with you, you'll keep feeling like, call your mother, call your mother, call your mother. It won't leave you alone, or they won't leave you alone. The clairaudience, when I'm connecting to spirit, I'm hearing, I'm her father. I had lung cancer. I have 3 children. There's 2 boys, 1 girl. I worked in electronics. I'm here. I show up with these signs. So it comes in quickly. It's almost like yelling out of a speeding car that's moving at 100 miles an hour, and you have to quickly grab, what is the person saying? Boop, 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 like that. And other times, they slow down their energy and their vibration so that I just hear them as if they're talking in my head. So that's clairaudience. Clairvoyance, you probably all heard of that. That's clear seeing. It's a knowing that just comes over you. It's just a wash. It's like, wow, I feel like you're having a baby. I feel like it's a boy. I don't know how I know. I just know. So I get pictures playing out in my head, or I might see certain TV shows and things like that. And it just comes over me. It's a clairvoyance knowing. Clairsentience or clairsentience is feeling it in your body. Do you ever get that gut feeling like something's not right? I need to check on this person. I also will feel how somebody passed on my body. I don't take it on. It just comes over me where I can feel like my head hurts. And if I feel it in the back, it's a brain tumor. If I feel it in the front of my head, it's an impact. The left side is an aneurysm. The right is a stroke. So I've developed this over the years where I use my body as a tool to be able to tell you how your loved one in spirit passed. Sometimes they just tell me, I had leukemia. I had breast cancer. Otherwise, I'm feeling it in the front of my chest. If they put their fist on their heart, it's a heart attack. If I feel in the back, it's lungs. If they point to the breast area, it's breast cancer. So there's so many ways that you can develop your database and your card catalog of connecting to spirit. So that's clairsentience. So clairoma, one of my favorite, smelling the scent of a past loved one, cigarette smoke, a certain perfume, flowers, they will spark a memory within you that helps you to know they're close by. Have you ever noticed that you smell flowers and nobody's in the room? Cigarette smoke is probably the most popular. Nobody's smoking, but you're smelling cigarette smoke, and it immediately makes you think of maybe one of your parents, somebody in your life that was a chain smoker. When my grandmother passed, we kept smelling a strong scent of roses. Every time she comes around in spirit, we smell the roses. So she has decided to take that scent and make it her signature, I'm here. So you'll notice things too. Maybe it's a certain bread that's baking or mothballs. It's different for every spirit. So just to recap, we have clairaudience, hearing, clairvoyance, just a clairknowing, clairsentience, feeling, and clairoma, being able to smell a scent. And there's also precognizance, when you get something intuitively before it happens. Have you ever noticed that? Where you got a feeling someone was going to pass, or you saw them in a dream, and then it came true. You'll also get just cognizance. You just have a knowing. Claircognizance. It's similar to clairvoyance, but you might be driving in the car and all of a sudden a thought comes in your head. It just pops in and you just know. Also, clairchanneling. Now that's when spirit can come into your body. It's creepy for me. It's a little bit like the movie Ghost, where Whoopi Goldberg had the spirit come through her. Morticia? Orlando, is that you?
Damn, baby, what'd you do to your hair?
It's autumn sunrise, Orlando. Do you like it? Anyway, you have to see the movie Ghost if you didn't, and you'll know where I'm coming from. I don't like channeling. It did happen after my nephew passed, my sister's son, Sean, and it was when I was really tired, and he kind of came through me. But you'll notice when I connect to spirit, I pick up their personality. I can feel what they were like. Were they loud? Were they quiet? Are they a wise guy? Are they, you know, just a quick wit? And I won't let them actually come in and channel. When you channel, your face changes, your voice changes, you become that spirit. It's a little bit too creepy for me. I have had it happen a few times. It takes a lot of energy out of me to be able to do that. I do that with my work with cold cases and police work. So let me touch on that a bit. When I am working on a new case with the police or the FBI, I have detectives calling me from all around the country and actually now around the world. I'm working on a lot of new missing person cases. When the case is new, it's almost like that show, right? The first 48 hours, the energy is strong. I look at pictures. I can tell by looking in somebody's eyes in a picture whether they're still here or they have passed on. I'll talk to the police about that, but I always like to hold on to hope. I believe in miracles. But if I feel it, I also will use that picture to connect if they are in spirit, but I can also connect by coming out of my body and doing what's called remote viewing. So I have had cases where I have become the person who is possibly a victim. For instance, the Mara Murray case, which is a local case to Massachusetts. I went into the energy of Mara. I was looking out from her eyes. I went to the scene with detectives. I started to breathe heavily, and I'm looking out from her eyes. I went into her energy. I went to the end of a driveway after she got out of her car, which she crashed into a tree. And I stopped and I said, this is where something went down. And the dogs, the scent dogs, confirmed, because they went to the end of the driveway and stopped. The same as me. So it's almost like picking up a scent when I'm doing the cold case work. I'll also take pictures of a perpetrator, and the police will turn them upside down so I can't see them. But I'll wave my hand over them, and my energy will be drawn to the perpetrator. And I'll just pick it, turn it over, and say, this is the person. I also will hear in my head names, dates, specific information, where they are. I just worked on a case in Denmark of a missing 20-something-year-old young man who disappeared after coming out of a bar. And I became him. And I looked out from his eyes. And I walked down to the edge of the pier. And I felt him confused. It was dark. The lighting was bad. And he fell in. And he was found 2 weeks later near about where I said. And so I have found a lot of missing people still alive, or I've helped the authorities. The energy is so, so strong, like I said, in that first 48 or that first couple of weeks. And one case I worked on, I told the police, I said, there's somebody named Kevin, and I see Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and this young woman is with Kevin's grandmother in Florida. Turns out Kevin was her boyfriend, and the grandmother lived in Florida, and that's where they found the missing woman. I worked on another case in Miami, Florida, where a woman in her 60s disappeared with somebody she met online. The family thought for sure she had passed away. I looked at her picture. No, she's still here. I connected to my spirit guides. Her mother and father in spirit told me she was on a cruise ship with this person. Guess what? They found her on a cruise ship 5 days later, alive. So there's so many stories that I'm going to tell you about over the coming weeks. And we're going to dive deep into creating a space for you to build your spirit communication skills, because we all have them. We are born this way to see, feel, hear, sense, use our better judgment, which is our intuition. I'm going to use in upcoming episodes tools for you to tap in to your intuitive being, to find your purpose, to know, why am I here and how can I best serve my loved ones in spirit? How can I honor them? How can I hear them and connect to them in a strong way that creates a super powerful non-physical relationship? I'm going to talk about my new book that I'm working on, which is What to Expect When Expecting Death. Hey, if there's books that talk about coming into this life, creating life, giving birth to new life, what do we have as a toolbook, as a guide to help us go out, go home, heaven, the beyond? In that book, I talk about my work with hospice and how I've helped thousands of people pass on from this lifetime to the next, create signs for their loved ones left behind, to help them cross over and release the physical body without pain and suffering, and a knowing who's going to be there to greet them. I worked with a 6-year-old boy dying of cancer. Every day we would meet at 4 o'clock on Zoom. He lived in Pennsylvania, Johnny. And he'd be eating a cereal. And if this doesn't give you perspective, I don't know what does. He said, "Maureen, what's heaven going to be like? Am I going to get to do crosswords?" He was very smart. I said, "Yeah, Johnny, you're going to get to do crosswords. It's going to be so beautiful." And then his mom and dad let me be present when he was actually passing. Johnny's dad said to me, "Who's going to be there to greet my son? Everybody is still alive." I said, "I keep hearing Helen's here. Helen's here to take Johnny home." And he turned white and he said, "Helen's my mother. She died when I was 12 years old. She doesn't even know Johnny." I said, "She does know Johnny, and she's going to take him into her loving arms and care for him and hold him until you meet again one day." And when Johnny passed, the clouds opened up and a ray of sunlight went on his chest and made the sign of a cross. And it was just such a beautiful, touching moment. And they said, as hard as it was to let him physically go, they knew he was going to be cared for, and they knew that they were going to see him again one day. Thank you for allowing me to introduce myself. I hope you join me on future episodes. This is Maureen Hancock, and you've been listening to The Medium Next Door. Hugs from heaven. Thank you.